Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be distracted, interrupted during the entirety of today's meditation, approximately 25 minutes. This meditation is in two parts. First, a meditation for transcendence with a vibration. And at the end, I will share an idea with you, a quote, a thought, something that I'll think of to contemplate on. So give yourself a little buffer at the end of the meditation so that you have time to sit in peace and make use of this beautiful calm, stillness, quiet. Quiet in your mind, not outside, to contemplate on the important questions of life. Sit as you would if you were right now the best version of yourself. Nice and tall, with dignity, with trust in yourself, with respect towards yourself. And nice and relaxed, shoulders far from the ears, string pulling you up from the top of your head. In these meditations, you don't have to sit in any kind of fancy positions. On the floor, on a chair, on the edge of your bed, it's all the same, as long as you sit with your full potential. You don't need to be in silence to do these meditations. All the distractions around you and within you, thoughts, emotions, feelings, are all part of the process of this meditation, of this transcendence, this regression towards who you really are, the core of your existence, at your most natural state. We're not talking about higher states and different states. We're talking about your real state. Who you are is more than the sum of thoughts, ideas, and circumstances. Remember that. And so right now, I will start introducing you to a sound, a vibration. This vibration will be your anchor, so that when your mind drifts away in autonomous cycles of multiple arrays of thoughts, you're able to come back. And so when you start hearing this vibration, put it on the foreground of your mind, on the center stage of your inner personal space. When thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thoughts and don't judge the thoughts. Simply go back gently, effortlessly to the vibration. At some point, the vibration will fade out and it will disappear. Keep it alive in your mind. Let it resonate inside of you for a few extra moments. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Simply let it go, even if it feels really, really good. Everything comes to an end. Our meditations, events in our lives, life itself, of course. Embrace the impermanence of all things. Take a nice deep breath, and whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. Take your time. Stay there. Get reacquainted to the environment around you. And I would like to leave you with a thought, which is actually a quote from Stoic philosopher Epictetus. You guys know that we have our favorite mentors, teachers on this channel, right? Epictetus, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, Alan Watts. Who else did we do a lot? Lao Tzu. More on Lao Tzu later, actually, as I'm preparing a commented version of the Tao Te Ching that might be interesting to you guys. But today it's Epictetus. I really, really like Epictetus. I highly suggest that you read his work. Anyway, he says, I quote, "Give yourself fully to your endeavors. Decide to construct your character through excellent actions and determine to pay the price of a worthy goal. The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths." End of quote. I think the last part is my favorite part, right? The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths. You wouldn't go to the gym and try to lift styrofoam weights, right? You go to the gym to get strong, and to get strong, you need to go through some challenges. If you want to be the best navigator, you'll have to navigate tricky waters, not just a lake. If you want to get strong, you will have to embrace challenges. For heroes battle dragons, not lizards. And this is how they become heroes. Please contemplate on that quote. I want to read it one more time because I feel I talked a little bit too much and I don't want to go in the way of your reflection on this. So the quote goes, "Give yourself fully to your endeavors. Decide to construct your character through excellent actions and determine to pay the price of a worthy goal. The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths." Please contemplate on that today, and I will see you in the next meditation. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.